The first reading is a reading from the book of Sirach. And now bless the God of all, who has done wondrous things on earth, who fosters people's growth from their mother's womb and fashions them according to his will. May he grant you joy of heart and may peace abide among you. May his goodness toward us endure in Israel to deliver us in our days. The word of the Lord. I will praise your name forever, Lord. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Generation after generation praises your works and proclaims your might. They speak of the splendor of your glorious majesty, and they tell of your wondrous works. I will praise your name forever, Lord. They discourse the power of your terrible deeds and declare your greatness. They publish the fame of your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your justice. I will praise your name forever, Lord. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. I will praise your name forever, Lord. The second reading is a reading from the book of the letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account, for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you are called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee, and he was entering a village, and 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And he said to him, "Stand and go, your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? You didn't sound convinced there. We are very blessed on this Thanksgiving. Last night, as I was getting ready for the homily and getting ready for everything else and talking to my family, I was thinking, I'm not in a good space for Thanksgiving. You know, this will be the first year in 60 years I haven't been with my mother because of the coronavirus. You know, people I've known who have died, people are struggling, people are in the hospital from our parish with the coronavirus, people are struggling financially. There's a lot of garbage going on out there, right? And yet the Lord again just convicted me and said, "I have blessed you more abundantly, but you're looking at the wrong things. Everything's there. The darkness is there and the light is there. There's things that we can be upset about, but there's more things we can be grateful for." Huh? Just this morning, I was so excited when I, you know, every day, I got to sleep in today. I was awful excited for that. But then every day, the first thing I do after I make my coffee, put the dogs out, feed the dogs, say my prayers, is I open the paper and look at the obituaries, again, as I get older, to make sure I'm not in there. And the reality that this day in the first page, I go, I'm looking through, and oh, it's very nice. They have some nice things in there. But then at the very back, Gannon University, our good Catholic university, y'all got the paper today? And it just says here, pause, give thanks in all circumstances. And I thought, that's a great thing. What a great thing to be able to tell secular people everywhere in the world, Catholic, not Catholic, everyone who looks at the back page of the paper today, stop for a second and just give thanks. And how important that is, I think, for all of us today. That we stop for a second and we give thanks. That though this year I haven't been able to, I've only seen my mother 3 times since March 13th. I've called her almost every day. I never called her every day. Earlier, I would always be on the road, very too busy. But now I get to talk to her every day or every other day. A blessing. I get to spend all this extra time with my parish this year. That's a blessing. Don't you get it? We've been able to touch thousands and thousands of people online that we would have never touched before. Blessing. Right now, there's people watching from Australia, from California, from Dubai, all these places. Blessing. God has given me another day of life. Blessing. Jesus Christ has loved us all and gave his life for us that we would live forever. Blessing. There are so many blessings that we have in our life, but we got to look for them, and then we got to bless God for them. And so one of the first things I want you to do is to, before you go to bed tonight, is to take and to spend a couple minutes with God, pause, and write at least 5 things you're grateful for today. Not just for today, but for all the days, so you can refocus, so you can pause. So this day doesn't become like one of those days, but it becomes a day of gratitude, great gratitude. So focus and make sure you focus on at least 5 things and write them down that you are grateful for. Huh? This year I'm making, there's over there now for Father Wright and I, got a nice turkey breast, my own stuffing, which is, you gotta have that for Thanksgiving. And so all the stuff, to make sure that this day will be a celebrated day and not a day where we feel bad because we're not, can't be with our loved ones. Because we are always with them, whether they're in heaven, whether they're here. When we have communion today, we have union with them. Because of the body of Christ, we're always together, just in a different way. And we got to be thankful for that, that in Jesus we're always together, and be grateful for that. This morning when I woke up, as always, I go to the Word of God. And it was interesting because it was very similar, the Word God gave me this morning, as was the second reading. And it was in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. And Paul says, "We keep thanking God for all of you, and we remember you in our prayers." The first, for I was expecting God to tell me to be grateful for everything else, and God, through his Word, said he was grateful for me, too. You ever think that God is grateful for you? You did not have to exist. God wanted you to exist. And he's grateful that he created you. I remember years ago when I was a seminarian and I'm across the street was a chaplain at St. Vincent's. And I was getting in the umbrella one day. And I'm getting in the elevator one day. Not the umbrella. Anyway, I'm getting in, it's raining, what do you want? And I'm getting in the elevator, and I stop, and for whatever reason, the Lord just convicted me, and he says, "Larry," he said my name, "I am glad that I created you." Now, it was not a day of being prideful. It was not a day of vanity. It was a day that I was struggling, and it was the day the Lord sat there and said to me, "I am grateful for you." He shouldn't be, but he was. He didn't have to be grateful for any of us, but he is.
He is grateful he created you. He's even more grateful you would take time to come to church or watch on this video, time to give thanks to God. So thank him today also that he created you. Just the mere fact that you exist with all your struggles, with all your problems, he created you in love and he wants you here. And then the third part is also to be thankful and to tell the people you're thankful for that you're thankful. There are people in your life you're grateful for, are you not? Say yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Good. Well, tell them that today. Huh? And when you tell them that, that'll encourage them. Because a lot of people think that nobody really cares whether they live or die. There's a lot of people who feel that way. Nobody cares whether I live or die. And if you were to take a moment and just to say thank you for these people who you appreciate, who you care for. And then, as Paul said to me this morning in the scripture, he says, I am thankful for you and I pray for you. That's one of the things you could say after you say, I'm thankful for you and I pray for you every day. Or the intention, I will pray for you every day. That's a way to make gratitude concrete. Lord, thank you for this person's presence in my life. Bless them. Help them to know your love and your presence. So today, let's focus not on what's going wrong, plenty there, but where has gone right and how God has blessed us. Let us thank God for our blessing. Let us thank God that he created us and that we just exist because he wanted us. And thank him for his love. Thank him that he sent Jesus to die for us. And then tell people that you're grateful for them and make that concrete by telling them and by praying for them. Got it? Get it? You're gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever.